On 20 September 2007, daily Kölner Stadtanzeiger, published in the German cities of Cologne and Bonn, carried a report concerning the Atlas of Creation. Under the heading, "The Truth About Harun Yahya," the report by Helmut Frangenberg said, "Adnan Oktar is one of the proponents of anti-evolutionary creationism, who has the most destructive impact on evolution. The Atlas of Creation is Adnan Oktar's masterpiece." It is a rather costly book printed on glossy paper, consisting of stunning illustrations of fossils. The English language edition of the magazine Science referred to the Atlas of Creation as the most gorgeous looking attack on evolution seen in a long time. The marketing of the book has been perfectly planned, so much so that the book reached all the teachers in Cologne on the same day. It is a fact that if children and young people turn over the pages of the book, they will inevitably be influenced by its magnificent presentation. The wolf skulls, fish, insect, or hyena fossils in the atlas all send out the same message. They have remained unchanged for millions of years, and evolution never happened. The 9 July 2007 edition of the Süddeutsche Zeitung, one of Germany's main dailies, carried an article about the great impact of Adnan Oktar's works on the subject of creation, particularly the Atlas of Creation. The book provoked a wide reaction in France last spring. Thousands of copies of the book fell, as if from a lofty void, onto the desks of teachers, school principals, library curators, and editors. The book is printed on glossy paper, 800 pages long, and weighs about 6 kilograms, or 12 pounds. Its message is clear. Darwin lied. There is no evolution. God created the world and created all at once.